This episode of An Abundance of Not is brought to you by Amazon.com. Amazon affiliated with us. We're very happy about it. Please go to anabundanceofnot.com, click on the Amazon banner, and do all your shopping as normal. Bookmark for ease of use. We appreciate it.
And TLDRGamer.com. When you don't have a whole lot of time to read the gaming news and just want the brief excerpts, visit TLDRGamer.com. for the core info. Thank you to them for the hosting and bandwidth for our podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome back into An Abundance of Not. Garrett here with Brad and Wade on July 23rd. We've been having technical difficulties and Brad doesn't know how to work a computer program.
No idea what I'm doing here. I'm winging it.
Oh, God.
From a computer engineer. I'm scared.
Yeah, well.
When a computer... Wow, okay, I need to put this down.
Yeah, Wade's, like I said, Wade's drinking, and apparently apple ale beer is more than he can handle.
When a computer engineer can't figure out a program.
Wow.
Did you do that? A program.
Jesus.
We are all screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
When Wade can't learn to spoke English, we're all screwed.
So, how you guys doing?
I'm so totally sober, apparently.
Apparently, Wade is doing extremely well.
Yeah. Getting in my truck is a panic attack waiting to happen right now.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I changed the brakes on it on Sunday. And it seemed to have driven... I didn't drive it Monday. It seemed to work fine Tuesday, yesterday, to and from work. But when I went out to... Or when we went to head to Taekwondo, the wheel, one of the wheels was getting loose. The lug nuts were backing out. And I tried to tighten it, and I couldn't get them tightened, or they would tighten. But going down the road, they'd get loose again. And... I am hypersensitive to that since I've had a wheel fall off of the truck going, well, luckily I was coming to a stop when it happened, but it started happening on the freeway. So I'm, every time I get into it now, I'm just, the radio's near off so I can make sure I can hear any odd noises coming from the front end.
Well, that sounds like a load of fun.
Oh, it's just a blasty blast of a good time.
I thought you were going to comment on your brake. Work.
No, the brakes are...
I was going to ask you if your truck was a Toyota.
What's your point?
Braking is optional in those.
Well, no. Slow, yeah, well, sort of. It was the accelerator that was the problem that they had, but I can see where you're going with that. I did find... I am having a concern...
You know, the joke's not as funny when you explain it, right?
I know. I'm in a not funny mood. Back off.
Yeah, I gathered that.
They say I'm a jerk. No, when I was talking to you yesterday about one of the brakes.
Taken us years, but you heard it here first.
So I was talking to you about a brake that I thought was sticking, and I was talking to one of the coworkers, and he said that you can get remanufactured brake systems for like $75 a side. So I might go that route. And just replace a couple of the components that may be sticking, causing uneven wear. But pretty minimal cost.
Well, hopefully that works out.
Yep, we'll see what happens.
Absolutely.
Wade's had kind of an interesting
week
and a half.
Whew. So let's you want to get into
maybe,
it.
Maybe we should talk to Brad first so you can sober up.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I had an awesome period of time since last we spoke on air.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so it was my anniversary. So my wife and I went away to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls. I had a hotel room booked there, and we spent, I think it was 3 days, 4 nights, something like that.
Okay.
Is that right? No. Yeah.
We don't know. You took the vacation.
Well, you left Tuesday, you came back Friday, so...
Yeah. No, 3 days, 3 nights. It was, we had a room overlooking both American Falls and Horseshoe Falls. We had dinner in the revolving restaurant at the top of the Skylon Tower and went hiking down through Whirlpool National Park. It was a whole lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah. And tell us how your wife liked her hotel room.
She loved it. I thought I had told her some of the details, but apparently I didn't go into all of them. So when we checked in and I gave her the key card and she walked into the room first. And
she saw the big martini glass and loved it.
Yeah, otherwise known as Horseshoe Falls. It was
That's
a
big
machine.
Martini glass.
So no, we had a room on the 39th floor that overlooked the falls.
Wow, that's up there.
Yeah, it was a heck of a view.
That's awesome.
Yep. So that was the majority of our time, and then I think the weekend was fairly quiet. Coaching soccer again.
Mm-hmm.
That went fairly well, considering I have no idea what I'm doing.
It takes a big man to admit he's
got no idea what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're reading a lot and studying and trying to wing it as we go and, you know, figuring it out.
You got any disgruntled parents yet?
No, not yet. I'm still not working yet on that, though.
I was going to say, you're probably not doing it right if you don't have a pissed off parent.
There's still hope. We still got a few weeks left.
It's not over yet.
Guy in the back foaming at the mouth. Just, what is he doing?
Awesome.
Not all hope is lost.
Fantastic. Wade.
All right. Well, where to begin? Probably the start. I kind of started my weekend a little early. I went out on, was it Wednesday? No, Tuesday night.
Could have been, you had work the next day, so it was Tuesday night.
Yeah, went out Tuesday night, basically, went out with a couple co-workers, several co-workers, made the mistake of actually putting my card up for the tab.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
You do that, but you don't let the other people you're with know that you did that. You make them put their own card up for their own stuff.
Lessons learned. But anywho. Well, came time to, after, let's see, I get up at 4:30 to get to work. I was basically there till about 12:30-ish. That's a.m., by the way.
Burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah, exactly that kind of scenario, so... I go, you know, motion to the waitress, you know, we're done here, you know. The bill comes back to about 342, and I knew my...
Ouch.
Well, I knew my account could take that because, you know, I've been holding
Your
on to some cash.
Your bar tab was $350.
How many people do we have? 342. Yeah, well, 350. How many? You have a good 11, 13 people there.
And your wallet cried.
Yeah, well, you see, when I try to put that sum of money on the card, the bank system went, hold up, you don't normally do this.
Well, I think any transaction over, well, not any, but yeah, when you all of a sudden have a random $400, $300 charge, the bank likes to question.
So it's 12:20-ish in the morning. It's get these emails are like, call us immediately at 12:20 in the morning.
They have customer service 24 hours typically.
Do that? Oh, okay. I quickly refinangled and gathered up people's money, handed her that, and then paid my bill with the joint account. And then after work the same day, went to the bank and changed over money from my account to the joint account and got my card.
Okay, so since that was an abundance of information that no one needed, quick backstory. We share a bank account for bill purposes, hence the joint account. Nothing the whole world needed to know, but there you go. So instead of just saying, wait, he paid it, he decided to give you a whole...
I had to make sure to go through extended things to make sure I was sober.
Personal information, okay?
That's really what it is, yeah. Why don't you give him your social security number and bank account? And
6-3 No, why, kidding. But yeah, after that, we... It was... What was it? Thursday? Yeah, Thursday was a non-eventful week till Friday. I had to go down to San Bernardino for a court issue for the guys who are... Well, supposed to be fixing my truck. Turns out,
for ransom,
pretty much.
Yeah. Turns out the court didn't serve the papers to the guy who owns the company, so he had no idea what was going on.
What happened is that the court paperwork was mailed certified delivery, signature for delivery, and no one was there to accept or sign for it, so it went back to the post office, and because no one went to claim it, they technically were not served. Can't have a court hearing without both parties involved.
Lovely.
So
that drive to San Bernardino, which was about an hour one way, pretty much worthless. Yeah.
Road trip.
Yep. So now they've got another court hearing for
28th.
I don't know. Yeah, the end of August.
At, so
hopefully
that,
they can get their act together this time.
Well, well, we now have the authorities, San Bernardino authorities, doing it.
Yep, the cop, local police departments said they would try consecutively to serve over the course of 4 days. So we'll see how that goes.
Yep, and let's see, pretty non-eventful days, just work. It's kind of funny that we had our main ovens break today. So I was having to haul some food items across the airport to get to ovens that actually worked. I'm pushing a cart with like four turkeys on it.
Were the people picking off it thinking you were handing out samples?
Yeah, they were frozen. I don't know how well that's going to work, but...
Yeah, probably not so much.
Yeah, yes. The end of the day was actually kind of fun. I was had a sheet pan on my shoulder with two unbaked apple pies. It was like free advertising for Ruby's. You want pie? Well, this is where you get it. So, yeah, crazy week, but glad it's my Friday. Glad it's over. Woo!
Sounds like fun.
It was eventful.
And speaking of fun, let's jump into some movies, shall we?
Movies!
So, coming out this week in the movies, we have Hercules. This is with Dwayne Johnson and Joseph Fiennes. Not really sure who he is, but the... let's take a look.
You heard Dwayne Johnson is going to be Mr. Marvel or something like that?
He's got the build of a superhero, so why the heck
not?
It was
like Captain Marvel, I think it was, or something.
I don't know. I don't know who that is. But it's a 71% critic rating, so this definitely sounds awesome. Some of the CG looks pretty awesome in it. And The Rock gets to show off his stature. Great. That's all I have to say about that. One that we've all kind of been loosely talking about, and a few of us are foaming at the mouth to go see, this is Lucy, coming out with Scarlett Johansson and Morgan Freeman, the movie about a girl who is injected with some sort of medication slash drug that slowly unlocks more and more of her brain capacity and ability, and the following chaos ensues.
As she gets revenge on him.
As she seeks and destroys those who had done this to her. This has got a 68% critic rating, so definitely above average. Should be decent. And finally, we have a apparent chick flick with Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton under the title of And So It Goes. This has got a 33% critic rating. Not really sure how chick flicks really do from a critic standpoint. I'm sure there's special chick flick critics out there, but, you know, hey. If you're into the sappy love story stuff, by all means, have at it. But I believe Lucy is more on my wavelength, although we do have my daughter this weekend, so I'm not sure how we're going to be able to finagle that into it since Lucy is rated R. And in the box office, we have Dawn of the Planet of the Apes taken number one once again. It pulled in $36.3 million. The Purge Anarchy, which we launched last week, pulled in 29.8, followed by Planes, Fire, and Rescue at 17.5, and finally Sex Tape at 14.6. So that's that. Did you get a chance to go out and see Planes yet?
No, not yet.
So that's all we got to talk about then.
Well, fine. Be that way.
And jumping into some news on that note.
In technology news this week, Tesla tweets that they are already looking at their next model after the one that still isn't released. The as-yet unreleased Model X is their SUV. However, as we've talked about before, each new generation that Tesla has come out with has been improving of their process and making it less expensive and easier to manufacture. So as part of their tweet, they are estimating that the Model 3, as it's going to be called, which, the X will ship in 2015. The 3 will come after that. They're estimating a street value of around $35,000.
Sounds more doable than some of their previous models.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what I'm thinking. You know, obviously it's not, still not pocket change, but, you know, most cars are trending towards that. It's getting harder and harder to find less expensive cars. So $35,000 sounds like a fairly decent price range, especially for a car with these kind of features. They're estimating a 200-mile range.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah. It's... I mean, we're seeing a lot of the four doors here. I don't know what model that is, and I don't know what that starts at as far as cost. They are fairly common out here. But I was always under the impression they were pretty high dollar. But I'm going to have to venture to guess that by the amount that I see that they're less than I had originally thought. But given more and more people, the option to going electric due to cost is definitely, it can't hurt.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Well, speaking of Elon Musk, a bigwig up at the Wall Street, came out and said that, you know, Elon Musk should stop making cars and focus more on the battery systems that power them. Dubline Capital founder Jeff Gundlach, who's considered one of the most influential people in the bond market, calls out to Elon Musk and says that if I was Elon Musk, I might go to all the other car companies and say, I'll make you a deal. I'll get you the car. I'll get out of the car business, but let's set up a long-term deal of you buying my batteries. Essentially making the statement that Musk would probably have a more successful business system if he let the car, the big wig car makers make the cars, but he produced the power systems and then had more vehicles that could take that system. So it sounds like there's a full audio interview with this. This whole article goes on and on. There's all sorts of different graphs and whatnot that I don't really know what they mean. But, you know, I think if you're getting big wig Wall Street bond guys to be talking about you, you're doing something right.
Yeah, agreed.
They're not liking something about it.
Well, they're not liking something, but they're liking another. I think he's definitely not calling him out saying you make a bad car. I think what he's saying is that from a business standpoint, you'd probably be more successful if you could sell your systems to the other car companies.
Sure, but less, I mean, none of the other car companies have seemed interested in any of it, you know?
I wonder if that's because they've got such a crunch on the political game, the oil stuff. They've had government bailouts, this, that, and the other, that they're trying to milk the conventional system for as long as they can, until they're forced more or less to take us to switch over.
Sure.
You know, right now, we've talked about this before. Look at the electric cars in the market. The Prius, pretty ugly. The Insight, kind of pathetic. The Leaf, worthless. You know, a lot of their hybrids, for the most part, aside from the Leaf. And then you have Tesla. So, until enough people stop buying conventional powered cars and are making a shift to the electric-only systems, I guess I ask the question of why should they be interested? Why should they change?
Okay, but until the newer cars become more appealing, why would you?
Exactly. That's the paradox, cycle you're in. The electric the electric and the hybrids are kind of ugly and useless, give or take, from a space or a style or a function that, why would I want that? And because I don't want that, I don't give the manufacturers a reason to put further effort into it.
So they came out with a car that looked good and was moderately priced. I think we could just see a major shift.
If BMW, Ford, Dodge, whatever, came out with a decent looking all electric car that had the creature comforts that Tesla does and was on a level competitive field with Tesla, I think you'd see a lot more electric cars out on the market. But because those options aren't there and some of Tesla's stuff may be out of the budget for most people.
Yeah.
Right.
Why should these other companies put the effort in? They've already got a high hold of the market. Why increase cost?
Why throw a pebble into the field or into the pond and disrupt the waves?
Pretty much.
Yeah, there's no incentive for them to.
Yep.
We're not screaming enough about it, but we're not screaming enough about it because we don't know what it can do.
It's true.
Ignorance
is ignorance.
Sometimes not always blessed.
That was profound.
You like that?
Ignorance is ignorance.
I came up with that all by myself.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yep. Wait, let's shift gears.
Sure. Yep.
Shift gears.
Nice segue.
You like how to do that?
Well, considering we're going to go with Destiny, we had a bit of a call out with them. As we've all believed in the gaming world that better hardware means, well, better performance. A lot like with cars. You know? So, when I tried to make it work,
I was going to say, do you have a point to that, or are you just fishing hard?
I think I was fishing, yeah.
Keep it going.
So, when Bungie was asked why Destiny won't have cross-platform play, they came out with, we don't want other people having an advantage because they have better hardware than someone else. Now, the game is coming out on the two last system, the PS3 and the Xbox 360. And the current systems, the PS4 and Xbox One. Now, they don't want people who are basically sitting with a PS4 destroying the guy who's playing on an Xbox 360.
That's not correct.
Enlighten us, good one.
The concern is not that the Xbox or the PS4 has better performance in the game, that they have maybe a lower latency or something like that from a network. It's the perception to the public that someone on a newer console has an advantage over someone on an older console. So it's not necessarily that one does or doesn't. If it does, that's not what they said. Their statement was perception. We don't want someone to perceive that someone else has an advantage over them because that person is on the next gen. Now, it can go without saying that if someone on a PS4 playing on a 50-inch TV with 4K resolution can see better than someone on a Xbox 360 with a 720 resolution, yeah, there's going to be a difference there. There's no argument, but that's not exactly what Bungie said.
That's not in Bungie's realm that they can help.
Yeah. So they're taking out the potential for people to have a bad time, whether that bad time exists only in their head.
I don't like it.
Okay, why?
Because one of the draws for this was that you could play cross-platform with your friends.
Was it?
For me.
Was that stated?
What do you mean, was that stated?
Was it advertised?
What, did Bungie come out and say this is going to be a cross-platform game?
I thought they did.
Okay.
I don't think I remember hearing that.
I don't think I ever heard that either.
Okay.
I think Bradley's having dreams about playing Destiny, and
I'm dreaming.
They're taking hold in the subconscious. I will say, though, that I have watched some of the beta footage from a few different people, prolific YouTubers, and the game looks awesome in beta.
Speaking of which, our good man, Peter Dinklage, plays or voices the floating computer thing known as Ghost. So,
yep. And I don't know if we talked about this before, but in Alpha, a lot of people who had the opportunity to play were dissatisfied with his voiceover work. But in the beta, when we were listening to it, I thought it was fine. I mean, the Ghost is a robotic floating guide, and Peter's voice on it sounds like what you would expect a robot to be. Kind of dry, kind of emotionless, saying what needs to be said when it needs to be said.
And we did have that press release where they said, guys, this is Alpha. We are going to change this. But it's like, yeah, this is Alpha. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. You know, this is why we do this. So you guys can tell us what's wrong.
I want to clear something up here and I don't know as much as I should, considering I was fairly excited about this game, so help me out here.
Yep.
So what I'm hearing is you play the part of a human with some pretty decent tech and strength advantages fighting aliens on another planet, and there's a floating robot guide. How is this not a lawsuit for infringement on Halo?
Because it's Bungie and they made Halo?
But they no longer own the rights to Halo.
Correct. And when you watch it, it very much seems like Halo in the first-person gameplay, grenades and that kind of stuff. The characters do have special abilities and there is a level-up system. There's also a looting system and a community center they call the Tower.
I'm not sure I haven't heard that. Think Borderlands and Halo combined.
Yeah, if you've ever played Borderlands with some of the missions that you have to do, there are more missions. It's not a true story timeline. There are missions. There are some interesting things they did with the online deal, from my understanding, in that multiple people can be in a single world or game, but you will only see a small handful of them, as opposed to, you know, witnessing a screen full of playable characters.
I think a frame rate destruction on that.
Yeah, so they limited that down, which is kind of interesting. There are shops and merchants to buy gear from, to sell gear. So, I mean, it is Halo. There's a lot of Halo aspects to it. There's a custom character development, though, to it. So you have the option to change between three different races, a human race, an alien race, and a robotic type class. And then, or not class, but like a race. Then there's three different...
So that's three, not two.
Yeah, so three different races.
There's three different classes, I believe.
And there's three different classes. They said that all classes can use all weapons, so it's not like, say, in Diablo, where if you find a weapon, you're like, oh, well, that I can't use that. Every weapon works with everybody, but each class has its own kind of special abilities that you can unlock. So that's the variant there.
And the grenades. They each get their own.
Yeah, the different grenades do different things for different classes too. So, but yeah, you have this kind of community center tower deal too. That's where your shops are at, where you can select different missions too. So But there's a very, even watching it, there's a very strong Bungie or Halo element to it. There's no argument.
But I don't think you can be sued for being like something else, especially in a game world. Now, if you're, I take it, yeah, you could be too close and get, you know, sued for infringement. But I don't think they've crossed the line that far to be close enough to Halo for it.
And I'm sure, you know, Bungie, are, they're not stupid people. I'm sure they've done their homework. My comment was more for comedic purposes. You know,
yep.
A lot of this sounds very familiar, and it's Bungie. You know, I'm sure they're going to build on what they know and make it great.
Yeah. I would say I'd love to link to a video of gameplay, but there's so many people out there doing so many different betas that I would just say go to YouTube and search.
Oh, yeah. Type Destiny beta done.
Yep, and just pull something up and just get a feel for the gameplay. I mean, I'm excited to try it. I mean, and it's going to be on PS3, so I don't have to buy anything, so that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of disappointing it's not on PC, but, well, I guess if only people are vocal enough for it to be on PC, they may do it, but, you know, you got to be pretty darn vocal.
Anymore.
Yeah, right? Such it's a dead... Dead medium.
Actually, I do hear that console sales were down lower than PC sales.
And yet, the PlayStation is still outstripping the Xbox.
Oh, sad face for Microsoft.
Yep. Moving on.
Indeed.
I think we've beaten that alien to death.
Uh-huh. Speaking of Halo, remember a certain slugfest that happened in Indiana?
So anyway,
it went both ways. It was fair. It was evenly distributed.
Sudden death.
Do you have some news to share?
No.
No. Marvelous. Netflix is doing really, really well. They just had their earnings call. As of the end of second quarter, they passed 50 million subscribers. And it reports a Q2 revenue of $1.34 billion with a B dollars.
Sweet.
Making the money.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Goes to show you how they can afford to do these TV shows. Or they're not technically TV shows, are they? But these shows that they're doing on, and with such precision that they're being nominated and winning awards.
Yeah. So, you know. The money is rolling in. And I know, you know, we definitely enjoy it.
Agreed.
So. Yep, doing well, doing well.
Fantastic. Let's see here. I'm trying to think of what I can bring up next. There's so many options. Let's maintain on the entertainment front. Apparently, according to the media... If you're an HBO fan but you don't like your cable or don't want a cable box, certain cable providers are now offering HBO without having cable TV. And it's legal. So let's see here. If you're a fan of The Leftovers, not really. True Blood used to be. Game of Thrones, obviously.
From time to time, I suppose.
You know, for 10 weeks out of the year. I mean, it's tough.
Any more than that would be just be too much.
That's right. You can ask some of your cable providers. I'm trying to find the exact ones listed here. So essentially an HBO and internet-only package, but it's kind of a little secret, so you have to specifically ask for it. But if you don't want cable, like Brad, I know you're kind of against it for obvious reasons. Because, like, Comcast is your only option because Comcast sucks. But I think Comcast is one of the ones that I remember reading that does offer an HBO and internet-only no cable TV package.
That's awesome. That really is.
So there's more options out there. Trying to reduce the piracy to some degree, since that's the big issue for most, is that I want HBO, but I don't want cable TV in order to have it. Now you may have the option.
Well, you know, and like we've discussed before, most of the stuff a lot of people would be happy to pay for. I want to give you my money. Give me an option on how I can do this.
Oh, yeah. People love choice.
Yep.
Well, and that's interesting. We've said that same statement before of, you know, I want to give you my money. Let me give you my money. And it's just amazing how so many companies, and because of, you know, the monopoly issue that we've talked about, that they don't want our money bad enough to give us those options. So it's sad and pathetic.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to continue with things that you can watch. We just ended the International 4, which was the World Championships for Dota 2. All of them on... You can watch all the games on Twitch, which is probably something I will be doing on my weekend now. A nice thing was that the prize pool for this particular event was $5 million.
Sign me up. I don't even know how to play the game.
And yeah. They said playing video games will never get you anywhere.
The team Newbee, that's N-E-W-B-E-E, I believe, won that particular pot of gold. And another nice thing with that was those prize pools for the international competitions are all crowdfunded.
Nice.
People buy this thing called the Compendium, which is basically, I believe, an in-game information book on the entire series. You know, teams, players, the characters. So many people bought this. I think we did this, I stated this last year, but 5 million for this thing. For raising this thing.
5 million was the payout.
Yeah, for the payout.
Plus the cost of setting it up and marketing and all that stuff. And I'm sure the people to compete have to pay a entrance fee, which goes to some of that as well. I'm
what
sure it's not just
compendium cost.
I'm not sure, actually. I'll have to look that up.
Interns.
Dota
2 Championship Compendium cost.
Because that would be an interesting case for, in my opinion, for ebook distribution.
Okay, go
you know,
on.
It's a fixed cost unit. You know, it costs you a certain amount. Obviously, it costs them something to put this information together.
Yes,
it's in-game information, but somebody had to, you know, it took a real person real time to sit down and put together all the in-game information.
Correct.
But once that was done, they could sell it multiple times, obviously to the tune of multi-millions of dollars.
Agreed.
So, you know, my point is, again, understanding it takes real people real time. You need to pay the people that work, but having ebooks be the same cost as physical books is ridiculous.
Yep.
Because you do it once and you reap the profits from it, and there's no, you know,
ongoing
there's
recurring
no,
cost to produce.
Yeah. You know, you have a server with a file on it and people download it. You're not having to stock copies and ship and, you know,
it definitely sounds like a Steam version for audiobooks. You buy it online and it's just download it and there you go.
Audiobooks or ebooks, either way. Both are the same concept. You generate one set of content one time and have a set of licenses or whatever and distribute it digitally.
So why are ebooks as much, if not sometimes more expensive than a physical book? It doesn't make sense.
Because people will pay it.
Yep.
That's the sad truth of just about everything.
Sure.
Because people will pay it. Because
we're crazy, man.
Well, if I can jump in on things people pay for. Apple just recently reported their third quarter earnings, which ended on June 28th. So, almost a month ago. And they had reported the sale of 35.2 million iPhones. That's
a lot of phones.
Five S's and below. That's not pre-orders for 6 yet, which hasn't even technically been announced.
Correct.
So that's a 13% increase from the same time last year. And one of their executives, Luca Maestri, I hope I pronounced that right. If I didn't, sorry, Luca. But in an interview with the Associated Press, he said that we have some things in the pipeline that we think people are really going to be excited about. iPhone 6. And according to the earnings here, Apple has earned $7.7 billion with a B, which equates to $1.28 per share for the last 3 months, again, ending on June 28th. That's a 12% increase from the $6.9 billion or $1.07 per share from last year. Interesting, they referenced 12% that part and 13% in the paragraph above, two paragraphs above. That's strange.
You know, obviously this is not a bad business to be in. They're doing really well.
Yeah, we're talking better part of $10 billion in 3 months. I mean, obviously that's just revenue. That's not profit.
Sure. And they've got costs to come out of that. But still,
it's a lot of money being trading.
Like you said, the amount of money we're prepared to spend on things. And most of the time, very happily.
Right? Yeah. I mean, we're suckers for it.
From compendiums for Dota 2 International to iPhones.
Take people are paying.
I mean, if we were to sit back and examine, do any of us really need anything beyond what we carry on a day-to-day basis?
I'm pretty sure there's some features on it. Yeah, there are some features in my iPhone that I don't need.
Have never used.
Yeah.
Never use.
Do not open the stocks thing of my phone. I'm like, I don't need this. There is a useless... I've created a menu that is useless on my phone. And I filled that in with things I just don't use.
Yeah. In between a tablet for surfing the web, if you got that option, and we're all got smartphones. I mean, what does the next phone really give us that we couldn't live without for a few more years, you know? And yet look at the people that just every year when the next model comes out, they're waiting in line to have it. It's psychotic to me. I don't get it.
What are you trying to say?
That you're crazy.
Just wait till they start putting chips in your heads and your head starts vibrating every time you get a call.
Hold on, I got a phone. You have a seizure? Yeah. No, it's a phone call. Hold on.
Yeah, let me tap the side of my head. Hold on. Yep. Okay.
I love that song. Where's that playing? Oh, that's my phone. Shit.
Are you guys hearing this? No.
While we're on this subject, though.
Putting chips in people's heads? What?
I got to see if I can dig it up for the show notes. I will try and throw it in there. But some images leaked, were released, obviously not directly by Apple. They are, you know, rumors. Obviously, all we have to go on is rumors. Apple is its usual tight-lipped, say-nothing self. However, there are some very nice mock-ups of possible larger iPhone 6 displays without going to much of a larger phone. And the way they've done it is a screen that wraps around the edges, so you get an actual true edge-to-edge screen.
Okay, because we did talk last week or the week before about them coming out with two different phone sizes and screen sizes.
Correct. So it'd be interesting to see. Some of these mock-ups look really good. Obviously, they are mock-ups, as we said, to, you know, take them with a grain of salt or a bucket in some cases.
Yep.
But, you know, with the newer technologies in glass screens and the stronger displays, which we have talked about, that we do know that they are making.
Well, at least copyrighted.
What's that?
They at least trademark or copyrighted it, right? Or got a patent for it, rather?
And they have factories that are making them. Cover for the Touch ID button, and I believe the lens cover for the camera are both sapphire crystals.
Yep.
Custom grown crystals. So we already know they have the capability.
They have the technology.
They do have the technology, and they have a factory. I can't remember where. That's what they do. They own the factory that grows sapphire crystals.
If we build it, they will buy.
Yeah, pretty much. So, going back to your argument, is there going to be anything in the iPhone 6 that we need? No. But it's cool.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's the sweet factor.
It's the social brag factor of, yes, I have the latest and greatest and you don't.
We are suckers. I mean, let's just admit it.
Someone like me says, yeah, but you spent $600 on that and I didn't. But, you know.
I think, what was that word they first, was first coined when the first iPhone came out? I think it was like iPeen. I'm going to let your mind fill in there. But it was the person who was using the first iPhone, it was like $500 to pick up women.
Alrighty.
Because it was like, it's the newest, it's the greatest. And it's like, I can drop $500 to get this new phone. But yeah, I remember that being used.
Interesting.
The latest,
I never
greatest,
heard that.
And hottest.
Yep.
In an abundance of Aereo news, while we're on entertainment topics.
Yay, Aereo!
Aereo! Woo!
They're not dead yet.
Not dead yet, but getting there.
Who's hammering a nail or Sadness. Pulling one out?
This time the nail was hammered by the U.S. Copyright Office. So in response to the Supreme Court's ruling that you are, in fact, a cable company and you are cheating the system and stop it, Aereo applied to the Copyright Office saying that, well, you know, we're going to try and change our business model and we're going to go more towards a cable TV-like system. U.S. Copyright Office said, no, you don't qualify for those kind of licenses.
So the Supreme Court says you're a cable company, but the Copyright Office says, no, you're not.
Well, it doesn't say that they're not. What they're trying to do is get, and I don't know all the details, but they're trying to get a compulsory copyright license that's typically available to cable companies because the Supreme Court said that Aereo was substantially similar to a cable system. The Copyright Office, though, is saying that no, the way you've gone about setting things up, you kind of need to negotiate with the original intellectual property holders for individual licenses.
So, I don't know what that means.
I'm sitting here like, what?
Well, instead of getting a bulk license that says, you know, I give, you know, this person $100 a month and you guys divvy it up and that gives me the license to do everything. It's a case of, no, now I need to go to NBC and what are you going to charge me? And then I have to go to ABC and what are you going to charge me? And then I have to go to TNT and what are you going to charge me?
So before they can get branded as a cable company, they have to negotiate with content providers to see if they can even have the option to provide the content later down, but they can't because they haven't been copyrighted, but they can't get copyrighted because they have no content.
It sounds very circular.
So that's like trying to apply for a credit card to build your credit, but you can't get a credit card because you have no credit, but you need the credit card to build credit.
Well, part of the problem that the Copyright Office did come back with is that it is the way they're rebroadcasting. In the view of the Copyright Office, because they're rebroadcasting over the internet and not a cable TV system, it falls outside of the scope of the compulsory licenses. So go license your own.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So they can't get a legitimate copyright license from the copyright office as a blanket deal. They have to get, like you said, individual sign-offs from the broadcasting entities to distribute their content. Much like we try to contact HBO to use their theme song for Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, they so may not it, be dead, it, but they might be dead.
Well, it's getting really sticky now, you know?
They're having to jump through some hoops, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I'm glad I'm not them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wade, you got anything further?
Oh, I do have the Elder Scrolls Online changes.
Okay.
They've done away with their, I don't even know how to, veteran system. I'm not sure how that works. I don't play the game. I don't plan on playing the game. So I don't really know how that system works, but it really doesn't matter anymore because they're scrapping it. And they're working on instituting something else, but we haven't heard anything from that. A new feature, though, is that you can steal and kill or be killed by friendly players if they have a bounty on their head or you have a bounty on yours. So people can act as town guards or bounty hunters for this particular endeavor, which I think is actually kind of cool, but it's coming to a time where it's, you know, this should be into the game when it launched. Because you should have so many features that should hook people in.
Yeah, I was hearing about this.
Kind of go back to a discussion we had last week about content being released as add-on.
Well, it was kind of like the Destiny thing that got brought up last week, right? Where they were announcing DLC before the game was even there. Yep. Like, why don't you just put that into the game?
Yeah.
I mean, interesting. It's a cool feature, but I mean, it's already done with the Grand Theft Auto Online. And if there was a game that I was playing that would institute this system, I think I would just go do bounty hunting things. Just go find people and just collect bounties.
This is the justice system, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're caught stealing, you get a bounty on your head. You know, if I was actually playing the game, I would come after you.
The way the system is, though, it's right, is that they kill NPC characters to steal their loot and they're noticed by, I don't know if it has, I think it's any, even another NPC character notices and the guards, whatever, can't do anything about it, then you go up for bounties for players.
You get a bounty on your head and the other people can start hunting you.
But that might be fun.
Yeah, I know. That almost sounds like a game in itself.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you know, just how to work with it would be amazing if it was in even its own game. So I'm interested to see what new systems they'll bring in because they're not even like on the top 10 of profit making. I mean, World of Warcraft thinks stands still at top with 32% of making ungodly amounts of money just off WoW alone. Blizzard.
Interesting.
Cool.
So I got one here, and I'm actually trying to find the actual article. For some reason, it didn't bookmark very well. But Nelson Ellis, who plays Lafayette in the True Blood series, who's a very gay, very flamboyant, very open gay character, speaks out against on a topic that's been floating around in the news lately. A, for the most part, newcomer actor to the series was in a role that would eventually play a love interest sort of role along or a counterpart of Nelson Ellis's character. And this other actor, I don't have the name here. Again, it didn't bookmark for me very well for some reason. Huffington Post does that. But the other actor had quit the show, originally citing creative differences, later coming out, the fact that he didn't know that the character was going to be on the gay swing of things. Nelson Ellis came out and said that the problem with what he did, this other actor did, of leaving Under Those Grounds, is that it makes a statement. This other actor is now saying that he is not comfortable with people that are gay and portraying that in a mainstream media fashion. And what Nelson has come out and said is that if this other actor ever has kids who comes out to be gay, well, now he's got this blot in his past saying that he doesn't support or doesn't recognize or won't acknowledge gay or lesbian activity or doesn't want to publicize it. But now what if he has a son or daughter that is gay or lesbian, and now he's got to kind of eat his words or deal with the pendulum swing of things? And I think it's kind of interesting, too, that the show has never been secretive. A lot of people will cite it as being the most, pretty much the most gay show or gay advocate or along those lines show that you can watch, especially on HBO. And this actor came into it, and although last season he played a love interest along a female character, you know, the show hasn't changed. They may have rewrote his character or applied his character a little differently in the new season, but he definitely is kind of shooting himself in the foot publicly, I think, right now with the sympathizers isn't the word, but those of us who acknowledge the gay and lesbian community and their right to be acknowledged. So I want to throw that out there and see if you guys had any thoughts on an actor quitting his job because he disagreed with the character being of a certain sexuality.
Well, I have... That's a particular thing is that I'll give him the props because, okay, he wasn't comfortable doing it. You know, that's his decision. I don't think really anyone should be held for that. You know, it's... You do what you feel comfortable with. But, yeah, it definitely does stay a statement. You know, he didn't come out and say, I'm doing this because I think being gay is wrong. He didn't say that. He just said it was basically him not being comfortable with the position.
And I think that's more or less accurate. Again, I wish I had the actual article open to truly be able to cite it. But I believe, like I said, I believe that's accurate. It was.
Well, I think it depends very much on how he worded it, you know. Is he opposed to same-sex couples? Or is it a case of I, as a straight actor, cannot accurately portray what is required?
The vibe from the original article was not the stance of I don't feel I can do this character justice based on the sexuality or whatever else might be applied. It was definitely a aversion to the gay aspect as a whole, at least for him as an actor. Again, I think it may have just been a comfort issue saying, hey, I don't feel comfortable doing this as a straight male making out or portraying other sexual, you know, gay sexual activities on camera. But yeah, I don't think he came out and said that I think this is wrong, but I think it was definitely a discomfort.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well.
And I guess it's kind of a flip of a coin here. I mean, you can give an actor a little bit of props in that, look, he has his set of beliefs and he's staying true to who he is and what he believes in, and it's hard to fault somebody for that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, your job is to act. Your job is not to be who you are. Your job is to act. If you wanted to be who you are, you should have gone into a different profession or stand-up comedian or something like that. You know, when a director says, hey, this is your character and this is what you have to do, I'm not so sure how much of a stance you can really take to say, not so much.
Well, you can not take the part.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're already contracted for... I guess it's tough. I mean, if you're already contracted for two seasons and then you find yourself in a position you're not comfortable in, I mean, how do you handle that?
Sure.
You know, and I guess it's the same with any of us. If we, I mean, not all of us are hired on a contractual basis. It's, hey, you're hired, we'll pay you this for this job, but you have obviously have the right to leave on your own will at any point. So, I don't know. It's
a murky subject is what it is.
It really is. There's a lot of different avenues to this and a lot of different sides to take.
You know, if we could get the guy in to sit down with us, we could probably iron out, but I think he'd decline an interview.
The names have been changed, but the story's true. Something like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Song lyric. Anyway, yeah, we're right at that hour mark, so I think that's as good a place as any.
All the international games are on the show notes, so that will lead you to the Twitch page, which you can watch all the games. So if you're looking for something to watch while you got nothing to do, there you go.
A quick call out, though, to Wade's Dota 2 mention in the World Championship is that the finals or semifinals and finals were televised on the ESPN, I don't know, 4 channel or something like that.
I think it was 2 or something like that. Yeah.
2, whatever. Either way, ESPN actually did do TV coverage. It may have been late at night. It may have been at weird hours. But the gaming esports is more or less picking up some popularity. Interesting.
Thank you for bringing that up. It's actually a nice. It's a big step for esports. To where I think a YouTuber said that you could go to a bar and watch a tournament.
It's not far away if it's already getting televised.
Yeah, and you could have went to a bar during the international. And said, put ESPN 2 on, and you probably would be watching Dota 2.
Yep.
That's how crazy it would have been.
One giant leap for esports kind.
Easy, Armstrong.
Wow.
Thanks. Hey.
Speaking of, that was this week for, or was it the 45th anniversary?
I believe it was, yeah.
Yeah, that was this week.
That's crazy.
Isn't it, though?
It is.
It's actually not that long ago.
No, but it's sad that there haven't been any events in recent history that has united us positively more or less since then. I mean, that brought the whole country to a screeching halt, knowing what's going on up there, and now people don't care. We haven't had anything like that in 45 years.
Well, not only have we not had anything like that, as tremendous as the shuttle program was, it made it almost routine. Like, nobody cared. This is not special anymore. This is, you know, we do this all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
We always go to space. We have a space program.
Yep, it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't special anymore.
Yep, so big shout out to everybody involved in the space program. There are some of us still that appreciate it.
Yep, some still care.
Yes.
I think people will start caring again when they get their, like, space hotel.
Commercial flights are coming. Commercial flights are coming.
Yes.
Anyway, all right. That's an hour and 3 minutes for us. So that's going to cut it off there. If you had any opinions or thoughts on any of the topics tonight, feel free to comment on Facebook. We'd be happy to
You can rant and rave and call us whatever you like.
Tell us we're wrong about stuff. We love that.
Especially if you do it on our YouTube feeds, because it doesn't matter what you put in there. It just shows the number of comments that makes us go up.
Just comment on Facebook. Thanks, guys, for listening. We will catch you next week.
Keep on gaming.
That's a wrap.
We here at Abundance of Not do appreciate you listening in and would also appreciate you sharing us with your friends via the Stitcher Radio app and also iTunes. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and join us at Facebook. Thank you.